ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
It's been a pretty bad start to the year in agriculture in Queensland because four people have died on farms since the start of the year. Farm safety advocates are urging farmers to report all incidents, including near misses on farm, to better improve farm safety education. For Southern Queensland farmer James Stinson, it was on a ride around his own farm when he came off his motorbike. He broke his ribs, suffered a lot of bruising, but it was the hit to his head that was the most serious.
The doctor told me my brain probably can't take too many more head knocks like that. So if I was a footy player, I'd probably be barred from the game after a HIA.
It took Mr. Stinson 3 months to recover from the accident. And in the 8 years following the crash, he's taken farm safety a lot more seriously. In total, 56 agricultural incidents have been reported to Workplace Health and Safety Queensland in 2024. And out of them, 24 involved a person being admitted to hospital. FarmSafe Australia Vice Chair Ruth Thompson says complacency, inexperience and fatigue are the biggest factors in accidents on farms.
During COVID, a bit of an uptick of farm incidences, and that was really down to the fact that we didn't have any workers. People who were living on the land and farmers were doing a lot more work to get the crop off, and they were doing that by themselves without any real workforce capacity. So we did see a little bit of an uptick of a few incidences over that COVID period, but that has since dropped back down as we've had more people coming back into the workforce on the farm.
Other than fatigue, what are some of the biggest issues that lead to incidents on farm?
People become quite complacent with what they do when you've been doing a job for a very long time. Complacency tends to be the number one risk that we have. You know, the old, I've done it a million times this way and I've been fine. But then unfortunately, it only takes one incident for somebody to get hurt. Sometimes it's a lack of experience. So we do get younger people coming into the workforce now on properties that are, you know, multi-generational removed from farms. They are very, very green. And they inherently don't understand some of the risks. It's very hard to download generational knowledge into new entrants into the workforce. So just trying to make sure that all of the people that are coming onto properties to work have that skill set that they do need to be safe on a property.
FarmSafe Australia offers free resources to primary producers on their website to help them implement better safety practices on their farms. Ms. Thompson says inductions and risk assessments are critical.
Farmers know what a risk assessment is. We live and breathe it inherently in our day-to-day lives where we go, oh, better not do that. That's a bit dangerous, or don't walk behind that horse, or we know that old cow's a bit cranky and she'll get you against the rails. So it's those things that we know, and just maybe having a bit of a formalised process for that as well. I'd say that 90% of farmers are definitely on that path already, but we still have a couple that are, you know, might just be a smaller operation, and it might only be one or two of you on the place, and it might just be family and you think that those things don't matter, but they are very, very important, and we just want to make sure that everyone can go home safe at the end of the day.
While serving as a councillor in local government, Mr. Stinson chaired the council safety committee and started implementing better procedures on his own farm. Then, following his crash and another incident while loading cattle, he ramped them up even further.
We try as much as we can now to wear helmets on all sorts of motorbikes. We limit the use of four-wheelers as much as we can, and we're conscious of where they go and what they do and the work that they do. The four-wheelers used here are all done at low speed and fairly level ground. We leave the creeks and the hills and the rocks to horses and motorbikes. We're continually reviewing the use of our motorbikes and horses for that matter. But then we also made some changes to our existing loading ramp and installed a slide gate at the top of the loading ramp that can be immediately shut following the last beast going up the race, and at the same time we prefer that people didn't get in that loading ramp. And then we went on and actually built another set of yards and reviewed how we used our current yards with the findings and the thoughts following on from that. We worked with the contractor and continually reviewed our operations in the yards as they went and tried to restrict as much as we can the inclusion of people in with the cattle. And then the loading ramp was again with a slide gate at the top and a walkway and handrail.
Have you noticed any incidents or is it sort of an issue that seems to have resolved based off these procedures and equipment?
No, we haven't had any incidents or near misses either. And I guess, you know, this is just day-to-day stuff. And you know, the vast majority of people do this sort of stuff. It's just being aware of what's around and maybe making some changes to alleviate that risk.
That's Southern Queensland farmer James Stinson. Last week, the Queensland government implemented new regulations on quad bikes for their use in workplaces. So under the new rules, children under the age of 16 are banned from using adult-sized quad bikes and all riders must wear a fitted and fastened helmet. Riders are also prohibited from taking passengers unless the bike is specifically designed for this purpose, and the passengers must meet the manufacturer's age specifications or are over the age of 16.
If you'd like to explore even further what it takes to put food on plates around the world, join me, Callie Buchanan, and our team of specialist reporters from across Queensland as we break down the big issues of rural life, from the food you eat to the clothes you wear and the home you live in. It's all available for you on the ABC Listen app. Just favourite the Queensland Country Hour or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.